It's Monday, December 9th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The Assad family dictatorship that ruled Syria for more than 50 years collapsed Sunday, with rebel forces claiming control of Damascus and President Bashar al-Assad escaping to Russia. The events set off celebrations among the long-repressed population, but also sparked worries about how the events would reverberate across the Middle East. Rebel forces poured into the capital overnight, just over a week after launching a campaign that swept through Syria's biggest cities with lightning speed. Within hours, Abu Mohammed al-Golani, who is the leader of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, one of the largest rebel groups that mounted the offensive against Assad, arrived in Damascus. Assad, meanwhile, traveled to Russia early Sunday, according to Syrian and other Arab officials, where Russian state news agency TASS reported that Moscow granted him and his family political asylum. Russia's foreign ministry said Assad stepped down and that Moscow is in contact with Syrian rebel groups. President Biden said the U.S. launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets inside Syria on Sunday, just hours after the Assad regime fell. "We're clear-eyed about the fact that ISIS will try to take advantage of the vacuum," he said, referring to Islamic State. "We will not let that happen." In other news, a series of moderate to strong earthquakes that struck Alaska's western Aleutian Islands and offshore areas Sunday comprised what scientists call a swarm, but the state's earthquake monitor said the seismic events should not cause residents to worry. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries in the area around the islands, some 1,300 miles west of Anchorage. Of the three remotest islands, only Adak Island, with a population of about 300 people, is inhabited. 9 quakes measuring at least magnitude 5.0 struck on or near the islands and in a cluster offshore to the south Sunday morning and afternoon, according to the Alaska Earthquake Center. The biggest of the quakes measured 6.3 on the Richter scale. In a summary posted on its website Sunday night, the Earthquake Center said the 6.3 magnitude quake at a depth of about 11 miles did not raise concern on its own because of its offshore location and the lack of damage reports, while the events that followed within the hour above magnitude 5.0 were expected aftershocks. There are small earthquake swarms every couple of years on average in the subduction zone along the Aleutian chain. An earthquake swarm occurred in May about 350 miles east of Sunday's activity, the center said. Around the world, China sent 14 warships, 7 military aircraft, and 4 balloons near Taiwan between Saturday and Sunday, according to Taiwan's defense ministry, as Beijing ramps up pressure on the island it claims as its own. China's military activities come amid speculation Beijing might organize military drills around the island in response to Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te's recent visit to Pacific allies, including U.S. stops in Hawaii and Guam. China claims Taiwan, a self-ruled democracy of 23 million people, as its own territory, and bristles at other countries' formal exchanges with Taiwan. The United States, like most countries, doesn't recognize Taiwan as a country, but is its main unofficial backer and sells it arms. The Chinese government has pledged to annex Taiwan through military force if necessary, and sends ships and military planes near the island almost daily. And back in the U.S., Josh Allen did just about everything possible to lift the Buffalo Bills to a win on Sunday afternoon. While it wasn't enough to lead them past the Los Angeles Rams, Allen set multiple NFL records in the process. Allen accounted for 6 total touchdowns in the Bills' wild 44-42 loss to the Rams at SoFi Stadium. He threw 3 touchdown passes in the loss and ran in 3 touchdowns himself. He's now the first player in NFL history to rack up 3 passing and 3 rushing touchdowns in a single game. The game was the highest scoring of the season across the league, and it was the first time in NFL history that both teams scored 40 points or more without committing a turnover. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.